Amazon is watching you with the police. This is the Chicago Public Square Newscast, and I'm Charlie Meyerson. The ACLU says Amazon's Web Services division has developed powerful new person tracking technology that it calls Recognition, with a K, and that it's virtually giving away to police in California, Florida, and Oregon. An Amazon executive bragged about Recognition last year this way.
And then it has a really cool, unique feature that you won't find elsewhere, called person tracking. And so a lot of times what you see is that a person is in the shot, but they're blocked from the camera, they're out of the frame. And using technology called skeleton modeling, we're able to track a person even if they're not in the shot and know whether they're still in the frame or not.
The ACLU says Recognition's ability to identify and track up to 100 people in a single video image in real time, matching information it collects against databases featuring tens of millions of faces, poses a distinct threat to civil liberties at a time when Americans are joining public protests in unprecedented numbers. It warns that the software could be used to track protesters, target immigrants, and spy on whole neighborhoods. The ACLU is asking Amazon to stop. Amazon tells the Washington Post it requires its customers to use its software only in ways that comply with the law. Something old and blue is turning new. The CTA is formally launching rehabilitation of its Northwest Side Blue Line stations. At groundbreaking for the Belmont and Jefferson Park stations, which also serve as bus stations, the CTA's president also said he sees no need to raise bus and train fares beyond the extra quarter added at the start of the year. Before we wrap this up, how are you hearing these newscasts? Taking 30 seconds to answer a quick survey will get you admission into an exclusive Facebook group for Chicago Public Squareans. Go to listening.chicagopublicsquare.com. That's listening.chicagopublicsquare.com. And finally, a sinkhole has opened on the lawn of the White House, and it's growing. Voice of America reporter Steve Herman noted the sinkhole just outside the press briefing room. As Quartz reports, it's one of a growing number of sinkholes spotted in recent years across Washington, parts of which are literally built on a swamp. We'll leave the story there without comment. Except, doesn't it remind you just a little bit of The Onion's headline about the sinking of the Titanic? World's largest metaphor hits iceberg. I'm Charlie Meyerson. This is Chicago Public Square.